फॉलो करूं, ट्विटर पे टैग करूं, फेसबुक पे तेरे क्विज में गूगल को बीट कर दिया। फॉलो करूं, ट्विटर पे टैग करूं, फेसबुक पे तेरे क्विज में गूगल को बीट कर दिया। मिरर में तू दिखता है, नींद में तू टिकता है, तेरे मैडनेस ने मुझे डीट कर दिया। तू है सोडे की बोतल, मैं बंटा तेरा, मैं तो हैंडल करूं हर टंटा तेरा। मेरे दिल के मोबाइल का तू अनलिमिटेड प्लान हो गया। मैं तेरा हायर जबरा होयर जबरा फैन हो गया। मैं तेरा हायर जबरा होयर जबरा फैन हो गया। और तुझे देखते ही दिल में ठंडनान हो गया। मैं तेरा हायर जबरा होयर जबरा फैन हो गया।
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Chaat Masala. We've got a lot of things to cover today, less on the gossip, but we have probably will have a long review of the movie Kapoor and Sons, since I don't think we agreed as much. But I have my co-host with me.
Hi everyone, it's Basanti. Don't have a lot of gossip to talk about. We have tons of like heavy things to talk about, but not much in number. And then we have Kapoor and Sons, which we've been looking forward to. So to start off with, it is actually about Kapoor and Sons. did you read the open letter that Rishi Kapoor wrote to, like, basically criticizing the director of the film?
Yeah, so the director is Shakun Batra, and the last thing he did was Ek Mein Ek Tu, which was a big flop. He supposedly has a very unique style, and I think that Rishi Kapoor was just annoyed by, you know, having multiple cameras pointed at him, and he had to redo his acting skills or acting for each of these cameras. He just doesn't seem pleased.
Yeah, so he wrote this open letter where he was like, oh my God, Shakun and I left the film multiple times almost, and Shakun and I had so many issues because he would take... Like, I'm not a method actor, and I can't recreate. I'm a spontaneous actor. So you can't, you know, like Shakun wanted to take the same shot from different angles and different cameras. And then he just kept going around and around, and I couldn't take it. And I almost quit the project. And even my niece, Kareena Kapoor, had problems with him in Ek Mein Aur Ek Tu. And she reached out to Karan Johar and said, I can't work with him.
Oh, come on.
Rishi Kapoor has way too many issues.
Like, well, he's like the old cranky granddad. I mean, that's just who he is right now. And
that's who he played.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, well. But he's funny because he's the most interesting on Twitter. He probably has come on and come off Twitter because he's insulting people versus not. People take him negatively. He's just pretty active in kind of complaining a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he has lots of opinions. He's not shy about them. And I know that Fawad Khan came out and said, at least we got, like, he made a joke about it or something. Like, oh, publicity, or everyone is talking about this now. Something like that. So that was kind of, I mean, Rishi Kapoor is just cranky.
I know. And talking about, like, people using social media and people using just media to kind of air out their dirty laundry with people, Hrithik and Kangana's has gotten even worse.
Oh my God, I can't believe
it's kind of become so uncomfortable right now.
Oh, I can't believe the turn this is taking. So
I think you should go rewind back and tell the viewers exactly what's going on, because I don't think we ever realized the extent of their relationship.
Right, so I'm not even sure that we gotta help each other out to keep this straight.
Because
I don't even know if I know exactly what happened. So I know that Hrithik, so this started when Hrithik was, he's in Aashiqui 3, I think. And Kangana was being asked, or like she was offered the role of the heroine in the film. Yes. And Hrithik kind of put a stop to it. And then Kangana started all of this by coming out and saying that, I wish exes wouldn't be so silly, or something like that.
Yes. So I think to move back a little while, like what I believe, or what I've been hearing, is that so right from when they first did Krish 3, that's the first time they were together.
Right.
Hrithik had already moved out from Suzanne. And he was continuing, he was starting an affair with Kangana. And so it happened at that stage. But he was very, very clear with Kangana that he cannot leave his wife because of his family stuff. And his wife would, you know, it just would not happen. Kangana initially was okay with it. But as time passed, I think she started getting a little bit frustrated. And I think things started coming out in the open. If you remember, there were lots of rumors about Suzanne. And somebody just spilled the beans to a point where Suzanne felt like she, you know, she couldn't go forward with a fake relationship. So she filed for divorce. Hrithik actually then promised Kangana that they would get married soon after the divorce went through. But
allegedly.
All this is allegedly. I mean, we have no clue, obviously. We're not there. But I think that even after Suzanne and Hrithik's, I don't even know if the divorce is final or not, but even as after the divorce
separation was
happening, I think that Hrithik was just never going to come out and talk about Kangana. Yeah. And that kind of pissed her off and she broke it off because she was like, you know, I want to be out in public with whoever I am, blah, 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 allegedly. Yeah.
So this all came out when Kangana said this. Hrithik made a joke about her on Twitter saying, please, I would rather date the Pope than any of these women.
Yes.
And then he slapped her with a notice, but it was supposed to be private.
But somebody leaked. This is so funny because why would you slap somebody with a notice when you are not acknowledging you've dated the person?
I think what he was trying to say is that that's what he was saying is that she didn't name him and that's her rebuttal to him. But he was saying slander.
But defamation only happens if you're actually naming the person.
Yeah, I know. That's her argument. But anyway, this is how it all came out in the public. All of this stuff. And then there's something about an email. There's a fake email that Hrithik claims is fake. That's been emailing Kangana.
Oh, my God.
And then he said that she called him like some gazillion amount of times. And he has those records. And then he told...
So basically, he's portraying her as a stalker instead
of a relationship. Just portraying. He said that she has some sort of personality disorder.
Oh, my God.
What he said.
That, I mean, she does. I mean, she's not the sanest person in the world. But yeah, but Hrithik is neither. I mean, everybody's... Oh, that's terrible.
I know. So, yeah. It's like a crazy... It's a crazy story. Because, you know, we hear about these affairs. And they come... Like so many that you hear about. They're like a dime a dozen, you know. Like right now, we're hearing about Farhan and Kalki. Or Farhan and whoever, and then you hear about it, you never pay any attention to it, and then now we know that Hrithik and Kangana actually happened.
Yes, like, exactly. And crazy. So what's happening with Aashiqui 3? Are both of them out?
I think it's Hrithik is trying an Alia, maybe. Like,
no,
I
actually think it's somebody else. I feel like I read the new Aashiqui 3 is neither of them now.
Ah, okay. I read that Alia may be associated with the project, so who knows where it's gonna go. But oh man, what a mess. And then Hrithik put up a photo and he's like, of him like walking like on a street wearing a suit and saying standing tall even though there are winds or something like that. Oh, and then Kangana has been doing interviews and saying, I don't know why things have to go to court if exes don't get along.
I know, I know. And it's just, it's so sad because like, when you think about both of them and I don't know, you know, she's on a high. Which, by the way, I wanted to talk about is that she is actually I read this article somewhere that she is doing a movie called Rangoon with Shahid Kapoor and Saif Ali Khan. It's directed by Vishal Bhardwaj. And I heard that Shahid and Saif are not the heroes of the movie. So Kangana is the lead. And so she is actually, in her contract, has signed that she will get editing rights. She will, and you know, she will have a say in the final cut of the movie. And both Saif and Shahid are not happy with it, but she is the ticket, and it's Vishal and she, you know, teaming together. And so, for the first time in a long time, a heroine is actually like kind of leading the charge.
Yeah, that's amazing, and not with like an unknown.
No, exactly. You know, these are which happened very popular.
Which happened with Priyanka, happens with Kareena, you know, when she did Heroine and stuff. Like, it was, you know, like, small fish.
That's
these are big
their,
fish.
Exactly. The Rangoon is all based on, you know, it's the three of them with names versus just it's being a woman-centric film.
Right, that's amazing. And I feel like Kangana deserves that.
Yes.
In terms of like socially, Kangana is a bit weird to me, but that's just my thing. But it's not like Hrithik is any less weird. Like he's, no. I know that Barbara Mori thing happened yes. and one could prove that, but now we have this. So like, I don't know what's going on, but it's just so funny to watch all of this unfold on like in media.
Yes. And the other thing I also thought that, you know, talk about unfolding in media is Karishma Kapoor's divorce.
Yeah, that's true.
That's happening. I mean, we've heard on and off, but I think it's gotten pretty ugly because Karishma Kapoor has put forward emails and things that say that her husband kind of abused her and used the family to abuse her. So that's gotten pretty dirty as well.
It's been dirty for so many years now. Like, I think she got married early 2000s.
Yes.
And all I've seen is all of this stuff that's come out over the, I mean, through the whole, their whole marriage. They've reconciled a bit, sometimes in the middle, but it's just been ugly from the start.
Yeah.
He's also been linked to people abroad.
I think they've been separated for a long time now, right?
Yes, yeah, they have been. I know that they tried to separate a few times and they reconciled, but I think they've been separated now for a bit and this is their final divorce.
Yeah, and so I think the lawyers have finally, because each of them are asking for full custody of the kids, which Karishma currently has. Mm-hmm. So I think the judge told them in this round when they filed for divorce that they have to do it outside of court because they have to just figure out, you know, amicably figure out a solution because clearly this is keeps coming back and the court order doesn't help.
Yeah, it's just sad to witness.
I know.
Because it did feel like, I mean, I don't know anything about it, but it did feel like Karishma was in a bad marriage.
And yeah, I completely agree.
And not just because someone was cheating, like, it just feel like it, anyway. It was just, like, bad to watch, you know, just ugly.
Yeah.
Not gossipy, it just felt like, I hope she gets that.
It's dirty, I know.
Yeah. Speaking of breakups and more gossipy things, Katrina and Ranbir, so we know that they've broken up. I've read like rumors.
Are you sure they've broken up? I feel like they have the weirdest.
Maybe it's an amicable breakup because I know they've been seen together, but I also know that Katrina has been like Arjun Kapoor and Katrina becoming friends now. And there's no dating rumor there, but just, you know, she's just been hanging out with her other co-stars. I also heard that Ayan Mukherjee was playing like the in-between guy for them on set of Anurag Basu's film. So like I've just heard like they're not doing so well, but then there was a rumor of them going to a skin doctor.
I feel like it might be a fake skin doctor. Maybe she was pregnant. Can we stop that rumor?
No, we're like, smooth. No, she's not pregnant, you guys. But they did go to a skin
doctor. I feel like that has to be a front for something. Why would you go to a skin doctor together?
Maybe he gave her some sort of like skin disease.
Skin disease. That is even worse.
I have no idea.
But, I feel like if you have to start a whole new rumor, but that seems very odd. I also like they're clearly not together because they spent like not Christmas brunch. They spent like there was another holiday that they spent together, like just recently before breaking up. Maybe it was Christmas brunch.
And then Christmas brunch.
She's and then now for bed. Holi, she was with Mini Mathur's family and not with the Kapoors. And you know Kapoors did Holi.
Yeah.
So clearly even if they never agreed they were dating, there was something happening. Now nothing's happening.
Yeah, apparently nothing's happening.
Except for skin doctor visits. But
yeah, you guys, I mean, I guess that's where the rumors are at. If someone gets to the bottom of this, what are they going to a skin doctor? Because I racked my head. I was like, what happens at a skin doctor? What could they be doing at a skin doctor?
I honestly think it's a front and I'm starting a rumor of something else, some other kind.
You heard it here first.
If it ever comes up.
It started with Paro. You know this now. Okay, so pretty thin gossip section this time. But we covered Rishi Kapoor, Hrithik and Kangana, and Katrina.
And Karishma. So I feel like, I mean, we've covered the whole Kapoor family, looks like.
Yes. Seriously. So yeah, come back. We're going to talk about some new trailers and teasers that have come out. And we hope you like the song.
खुशी में हो तेरी खुशी, मोहब्बत में ऐसा जरूरी नहीं, तू जब मिलना चाहे ना मिल सकूं, ना मिलना मेरा कोई दूरी नहीं। मोहब्बत है ये जी हुजूरी नहीं, 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 मोहब्बत है ये जी हुजूरी नहीं।
मेरी हर खुशी में हो तेरी खुशी, मोहब्बत में ऐसा जरूरी नहीं, मेरी हर खुशी में हो तेरी खुशी, मोहब्बत में ऐसा जरूरी नहीं, तू जब मिलना चाहे ना मिल सकूं, ना मिलना मेरा कोई दूरी नहीं।
मोहब्बत है ये जी हुजूरी नहीं, मोहब्बत है ये जी हुजूरी नहीं, मोहब्बत है ये जी हुजूरी नहीं, मोहब्बत है ये जी हुजूरी नहीं।
मुझको एहसास है पर मैं कहता नहीं,
मोहब्बत है ये जी
हुजूरी नहीं।
Hi everyone, welcome back. We've got a few trailers to talk about. Nothing too special this week, but there's a couple of teasers/trailers that have been released. The first one I watched when I went to see Kapoor and Sons, Dhoni. So it's directed by Neeraj Pandey, produced by Fox Star Studios, and then it's got Sushant Singh Rajput, and it's going to release 2nd September 2016. What did you think?
So I love Dhoni, and more so now that I've watched the India versus Australia match, which, you know, he was the one who won us that, like, with the last shot. But anyway, love Dhoni, and I was kind of taken aback by the trailer. One, because Sushant Singh Rajput kind of looks like Dhoni in it, feels like Dhoni in
yeah.
it. And then also because I didn't know that he was the trained,
ticket collector.
Ticket collector, right? I was like conductor, maybe,
no.
But like ticket collector. So it was like pretty amazing to see that. And I don't know the story at all.
I don't know the story. So it's funny. I was almost gonna Wikipedia his story because I'm so interested. But then I was like, you know, it's gonna spoil the movie. I can wait till 2nd September. I didn't Google it till today, so I can wait till 2nd September to know what happens. But I'm super interested. Again, Sushant Singh Rajput kind of looks like him.
There's something about like his gait or something.
Yeah, and also his jawline or something. Like it's, you know, and then there was the last scene of him like having long hair.
Yeah.
So current, not only because of the World Cup, but also that there's Azhar's biopic coming. It's directed by Ekta Kapoor. And it's got Imran Hashmi in it, and we haven't seen a trailer for it. But I think that there's so much love for cricket today. And Azhar being a retired cricketer, but Dhoni being a current, I think it's super cool. And it's very, very relevant to how, you know, people are watching cricket and they want to be more involved. So I'm excited to see it.
Yeah. I saw this really cute picture of Sushant Singh Rajput and Dhoni after the India versus Bangladesh match. Where he said the two Dhonis or something like
I
that.
Agree.
And he put it on Twitter and I was like, oh my God, you guys look alike too. I really feel like Sushant Singh can carry off the role. So excited to see it. The next up we have is a Shah Rukh Khan movie. It's Rais. It's directed by Rahul Dholakia and it's produced by Ritesh Sidwani and Gauri Khan and Farhan Akhtar. And it also has Nawazuddin Siddiqui and a newcomer, Mahira Khan. So it, from what the teaser was pretty short, but it feels like Shah Rukh Khan is playing a guy, Rais, I think, who is deals in alcohol and is also like a politician of some sort in a small local area. He looked pretty evil to me.
He's like a bhai, basically.
Yeah, and he looked pretty evil. Like, it looked like a dark gray character.
Yeah. So this one. So first of all, I do want to say, 2 weeks in a row, we've had two Shah Rukh Khan movies to talk about in trailers.
Yay!
Which I think is awesome. Because yes! He hasn't done it. I mean, Dilwale aside, because that sucked from the start. But aside from that, he hasn't done one in forever. And this seems like his sweet spot. Like, this is his year. So after Fan, and we were super excited about Fan, I think Reis looks awesome. And he is so good when he's so gritty.
Yeah,
like when he's never good, but he isn't at his best when he's only a white character, meaning like there's nothing wrong with him. Like
that's
the gray
exactly what I was thinking.
It's so beautiful, and he's just like, you know, and then because he makes you think, am I supporting the right guy or the wrong guy? Like, I don't know, but I want him to. No, but I don't want him to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're saying. And I was thinking about like even like stuff like Chakde, where he was like the cricket coach, but he was the main cricket coach.
Oh, that's he does so well. Yes.
Exactly. And then Don. Oh my gosh, Don. So like, you know, he's just, I love him as the bad character.
Same
so
thing
I'm really
Fan when he was like telling him like, what, you know, telling himself, like the younger Fan, like, why should I give you my time? Who are you? And I'm like, he's your fan.
Yeah, but even when he was playing the fan, he's like, main toh aapka fan hoon. Like, you know, like he could see like the evil glinting thing.
Yes. He's like, without me, there's no you. Without you, there's no me.
Exactly.
Like, oh, anyway.
So good. So we are huge Shah Rukh fans, if you didn't notice.
And we've been very sad that he hasn't been doing well or done much in a long time. So these two movies look really great.
Yeah, and they look like, they look like opposites. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I feel like he's playing like a naive little young boy and like a superstar. And then he's playing like this like political lord type guy. Both with great, like each have great characters, like great streaks. So it feels like it's going to be a good Shah Rukh Khan year.
So is this going to clash with Salman Khan's Sultan?
That's what I've heard.
Oh, I thought one is going to be Eid, one is going to be Diwali. But that's not it.
I think it's around the same time. So I think they're supposed to clash. I know there are polls going up and I've voted in these where they're like, which one will you watch? And I'm like, Rais, of course. But
yeah,
Sultan's,
but then
Sultan's
that's not,
winning, though.
I know, because Sultan has got the mass.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, dang it. And when is the other one coming? Dangal? Is that Aamir Khan's?
Yeah, that is. But I don't think it's coming.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, even Aamir Khan voted. And he said, I'm going to go watch Sultan.
Oh, man.
But Amir and Shah Rukh have issues.
Yes, Shah Rukh has issues with everybody.
That's true.
Anyway, good movie.
Excited.
Yes, it looks great. It's well done. It feels like it. I don't know what other things this director has directed, but clearly he got Shah Rukh Khan, so I'm sure he's great.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. And it's Ritesh Chidwani and Farhan Akhtar. Like,
exactly.
Sell entertainment, you get the best. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to that. Next up, we have a Sunny Leone film, which I don't really understand, but it's called One Night Stand. It's directed by Jasmine Moses D'Souza, and it has a newcomer in the male lead, Tanuj Virani. So it looks like a story about two people who have a one-night stand, and then the guy gets too emotional and abusive or something along those lines. They also he makes a statement about her having affairs with men as opposed to one man. And so, I don't know, the movie looked like those thriller sexy things.
Well, to be honest, like, I couldn't tell the difference between what, like, I feel like it was just like an old movie. Like, there's, you know, like, there was, I'm trying to remember, like, there was, I couldn't tell the difference between this and her other movies. Like, it felt like the same stuff.
Yeah, but like, I mean, she has that market cornered, you know what I mean? So like, if you're looking for like a sexy thriller.
Yeah, but I feel
genre.
Like if you're trying to tell a story, you won't want to change the story.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. Anyway, it was full of sex. There was a gazillion sex scenes.
And it's all based on this one night. So like, they keep flashing back to it, like in every possible.
Exactly. Because after that, she looks very, in outside of that scene that they keep showing 25 times in the trailer, she looks like all dressed up and looks normal.
Yeah.
Like, she's not, like, sexy, overtly sexy in any way.
No. And maybe that's the story, is like, you know.
This was her one thing and she didn't. Okay. Regardless.
I guess.
Didn't care for it. It looked like other Sunny Leone films, but, you know, since there's a market for it, we thought we'd talk about it.
Yeah. So it releases April 8th, so that's pretty soon. And
so we'll watch it and let you know how we feel.
Maybe not.
I think Key and Car releases that, something like that. So,
oh, what a choice. Kareena Kapoor or One Night Stand. I don't know. I might have to watch One Night Stand. But yeah, so, I mean, if you're into that, you should totally go watch it. I'm a big Sunny fan.
Yes. So that brings us to an end of the trailer section. We will be back with the awesome film review of Kapoor and Sons. तुझे इंतजार करना तुझे याद करके अक्सर रातों में रोज जगना बदला हुआ है कुछ तो दिल इन दिनों ये अपना जिस पल में नजर तू ना आए काश वो पल पैदा ही ना हो जिस पल में नजर तू ना आए गर कहीं ऐसा पल हो तो इस पल में मर जाए मर जाए मर जाए ओ मर जाए मर जाए मर जाए मर जाए ओ मर जाए होने का तसव्वुर एक गुना सा लगता है जब आता है भीड़ में अक्सर मुझको तन्हा करता है. Hey guys, welcome back. So we're going to talk about Kapoor and Sons. So Paru and I loved the trailer. We talked about it on the podcast and we're really excited about this. It released on March 18th, so about a week ago. And it was directed by Shakun Batra, who you heard about in our gossip section, who bugs Rishi Kapoor, but also directed Ek Mai Aur Ek Tu. And it had Alia Bhatt, Siddharth Malhotra, Fawad Khan and Rishi Kapoor. What did you think, Paru? You know what I thought. okay, so I was conflicted. I thought the movie just gave a nice feeling of India. It was well shot. The scenes were great. The acting was amazing. I just thought the script was over the top. Like, you know, like I was dying for a family film. And I feel like this was one of the family films that in the recent past that I was looking forward to. And unfortunately, and maybe it's the day and age we live in, but unfortunately, I felt like it was the script was over the top. Like, it felt like you put in everything, and I don't want to give anything away to anybody who hasn't seen it, which I think everybody has, but regardless, I won't give it away. It put in everything. It put in debts. It put in extramarital affair. It put in other things that people worry about. It put in literally every drama in 30 freaking minutes. Like, it was just over and over, like, to a point where I felt like I didn't get the family feeling. I didn't feel warm and fuzzy. Like, I wish there's a beautiful scene where they all are singing and playing the guitar and things like that. And I feel like they should have shot multiple of those, because That's what Maine Pyar Kiya did. That's what Hum Aapke Hain Kaun did. That's what, you know, K3G did. Like, that's what we are looking for. Like, versus no matter how family messes you up, you have to stay together or they'll die. Like, that's what I felt. Like, I felt like this was a forceful, like, regardless of how they treat you, doesn't matter, they will die. So be with them.
Okay. So painful is what she said. Okay, so I agree with you in some parts of it. So when I watched the trailer, I was excited to see a family drama and get that Bollywood feeling. And I feel like the film, for the most part, delivered. So, like, I'm thinking about Hum Aapke Hain Kaun and Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham and thinking about watching it today, which I actually did with Prem Ratan Dhan Payo. You know, like, mm-hmm. that family drama. And while I loved it, I was quite disconnected from it because I don't know if families function in that way and anymore. And I don't know if, like, as a film watching audience, I've seen so much that I can completely suspend disbelief and watch something like Prem Ratan and like feel it mm-hmm. anymore.
Yeah.
So I feel like Kapoor and Sons did like a great job of bringing Bollywood and that family drama that Bollywood does so well and bringing it to today. I loved all the characters. Like, I fell in love with all of them. Loved Fawad Khan, loved the mother, loved the father, loved Star Malhotra. I don't remember the characters' names, but I actually felt like I got to know each of them and each of their predicaments, which was really nice because usually that doesn't happen. And I also could not tell what was going to happen with the story. Like, mm-hmm. all of the twists didn't feel like, you know, twist like we're trying to trip you up way, but they all took me by surprise, mm-hmm. which I really liked. A couple of things, it was a sad ending because you're thinking, oh my god, this family is so messed up. You know, that sucks. But also I feel like that's kind of what families are today. Like, it definitely was not like a rose-tinted glasses film, which has a place too, but I just felt like it was like a realistic film that also reminded me of how Bollywood uses like song, dance, you know, all of those things well. Like, it felt like a Bollywood family drama that wasn't cheesy mm-hmm. and was realistic. That's my review. Yeah. I really liked
it. Well, it's kind of hard because, like, I felt like, it's funny because I agree with you, and those are the things I didn't like, because I feel like it felt real, but it felt unreal. Like, all of those things happening in a period of 2 days felt completely unrealistic to a point where you were like, okay, this is all coming together just for the sake of coming together. So
and that's also with every film. Like, every film, is a bit unrealistic things work out.
Yes, but then I felt like then it took the realness away from it. Like, so the one thing I liked about it was, you know, the modern real nature of the problems they were facing, because they were very today. But the fact that everything comes up with that and then they kill someone in the end to solve everything, I'm like, well, it doesn't really work like that at all. And no, I don't want somebody to die for the only way this will come together. So, like, be nice to your parents or they will die. That is kind of what it came down to, the moral of the story, which I felt like that's not the reason you're with your parents or you're with your family. And also, I just want to say that acting-wise, I agree completely. Like, they were all amazing actors. Nobody overacted. I think Rishi Kapoor's makeup was overdone. You could see the whiteness in his face.
Yeah.
Especially when you watch it, like, in a big screen, you're like, come on, man. Like, I can see the cake of makeup on you. And I read somewhere it was, like, 2 crores.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
I know, terrible makeup for that. But
no wonder he was so pissed off.
So other than that, but acting was so good, all of them. I mean, Fahad Khan was really understated, really good, very balanced. Siddharth Malhotra played that kind of like the younger kid, kind of disillusioned, like, I'm not sure what's happening, kind of person. And then Alia Bhatt was just, to hold her own in a film that is nothing about her is pretty cool.
Yeah, she had very few scenes and she played them so well.
Yeah, she's very natural.
And I felt for her. Like, yes. I felt for the character and I liked her character and I related to that character. Yes. So it was nice.
And then, go ahead.
No, go for it.
And then the mother, Ratna Pathak Shah, great actress, obviously over the top, but whose mother isn't? I mean, that's fine. But I felt like, and again, I don't want to give away the story, but I felt that what the, there are some things that you cannot go back from. And I felt like the mother's situation or the, you know, the issue that was presented was something that was so negative that I don't agree that you can just forgive within 4 months or how many of whatever the last scene was, like 3 months later or something.
Yeah.
I felt like that was too unrealistic and that felt like so forced in Bollywood that it kind of failed in what it was trying to do in the beginning.
I mean, I feel like, I mean, if you look at like any family drama that Bollywood has done, they're always unrealistic elements. And Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham had the adoption and then, you know, Amitabh Bachchan saying, don't ever talk to me, you're not my son, to saying you should be, you know, forgiving of your, like it was, I mean, every family drama in Bollywood, I feel like, is open to criticism because they're trying to bring a story arc.
Yes.
For a, you know, a family story that takes it takes years to come together.
But and forgiving trying to show somebody it to do what they did versus, I mean, you're expecting a lot from a human.
Hey, I didn't come out of that movie actually and think that was so unrealistic. I was totally feeling the whole story. So maybe it's just like a perspective thing. It worked for me. I had no complaints. I mean, now that I talk to you, I'm like, yeah, that was a sad ending. I'm thinking that now, but when I walked out of it, I was like, wow, that was a great film.
Well, it seems like most of India agrees with you because it's doing really well. It's got a great opening and it's all the actors. Reviews. Yeah, it's got great reviews and everybody is, you know, is in love with the kind of the family drama that I think we've missed for a long time. So I completely agree with that. And Karan obviously is laughing all the way to the bank. As
all
usual.
Of them are, right? Yeah. So we like, I mean, I liked it. I would give it actually a 4/5. I think it was one of the best movies I've watched in the year so far.
I would give it a 2/5.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Really?
Yeah. I mean, I actually liked it to a certain extent. And that's why I'm like, oh, maybe like a 3. But that's about it. Because I feel like it would be, it didn't leave me with a great feeling. And I wished it did.
So we obviously are agreeing to disagree on this movie with a 4/5 and a 2/5. Two Faro. That's crazy. Anyway, but let us know what you think, okay? And side with one of us. We're on Twitter. We are at @masala_chart. So tweet at us and follow us and let us know what you think.
And that is the end of this episode. We will be back in a couple of weeks with more gossip and more movies to fight about.
सनसेट है भाई तेरा होल सेट है मोशन भी देखो मेरा बनने लगा देखो तो हसीना को आना भी करीना को तुमको का फीवर है चढ़ने लगा थोड़ा हार्ड सा होके थोड़ा जेंटल सा होके थोड़ा सेंटी सा होके थोड़ा मेंटल सा होके सारे 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 Love.
कार पार्टी करनी लगातार मेरे यार दिन चार जिंदगी के तुझे ले हो जाओ तैयार ये गाना है ऑन रिपीट।